Afternoon, everyone. We hope everyone's had a safe week. We've been enjoying a little more freedom this week in Spain, and people have been walking and exercising. It's refreshing to see everything returning back to normal.
Very indeed. The good news is that this week we've had no new COVID-19 cases in Gran Canaria, and the government has announced that starting next Monday the beaches will be open to the general public. So all you tourists who are looking forward to a sunny holiday in Gran Canaria, hopefully this will happen sooner than later.
That is good news, and there's a lot of celebrations going on across Europe for VE Day, but here at Canarian Legal Alliance we've been celebrating all week with some more amazing results. So let's start off with some breaking news, Jake.
What I'm about to tell you is not initially intended to be in this podcast, but I can confirm that our legal team has informed us today that two first instance court victories were achieved against Anvi, with a total of €58,000 being recuperated for them.
And we've had a whopping 9 sentences this week against Anvi. 7 of those were from the High Court and 2 from the first instance.
€458,000 recuperated for our clients, but perhaps the most important part of this is the High Court overruling certain aspects of the first instance court sentences, especially in terms of double deposits.
Jake, we've also had victories against Club La Costa. Can you explain a little about these two, please?
So what Club La Costa tends to do is present what's known in Spain as a declinatoria. This is a legal writ where they claim that their contracts do not fall under Spanish jurisdiction. Of course, our legal team opposes this and shows evidence that not only is the resort located in Spain, but also the monies were paid in Spain. And thankfully, the judges have sided with us. So now our clients will just have to wait for a pre-trial date.
And finally, we've got some news for our Silver Point clients. Jake, can you tell us what has arisen this week?
Yes, of course. So many of our clients know that we are cooperating with the state attorney in Tenerife. And we now have reason to believe that some sort of Ponzi scheme is happening over there. As soon as we have some further developments on Silver Point and the criminal actions taken against them, we will of course notify each client.
Okay, thanks Jake, and we wish you all a wonderful weekend, and we will be back with more victories and more news on Canarian Legal Alliance next week.
Have a nice weekend.